Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Download the podcast on YouTube or your favorite podcast place, or listen here on Saturday mornings. We're going to read from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37 today. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He said in reply, "The one who treated him with mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." You know, I'm tempted as I read this reading for us this morning from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Of course, this is the story of the Good Samaritan, to try to, create some kind of a parallel that could make this story more applicable to our lives. But isn't this essentially the quintessential parable? I mean, when we read these words, it's like Jesus still, at least for me, he speaks to my heart. There's a number of different characters, and it seems that at various times in my life, and I could probably speak the same for each of you, I've played every one of these roles, right? There's been times when I have felt like I am the one who's been beaten up on the side of the road and helped by someone who comes by, who gave of their need, right? Who gave beyond the shadow of expectation. And I have at times been the one who beat the guy up. Maybe not literally, but through my words or through my intention or through my tone or through a look. Or maybe I was the one that walked by and thought that the person was below me in value or in dignity for any number of reasons, whether because I had something better to do or whether because I thought that helping or caring for an individual in need might, inconvenience me beyond measure. Today, we get an insight into who Jesus is when he describes for us how we need to interpret that golden rule to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole strength, our whole being, and to love our neighbor as ourself. I think what this parable tells us today is that regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation we find ourselves in, whether you're the one that got beat up today, whether you're the one who did the beating, whether you're the one who may have walked by and turned a blind eye to someone in need. The Lord Jesus says, hey, we've got work to do. Lord, I pray that today you would inspire us to see you everywhere. God, to see you in our time of need, to see you in our moments of sin, and to see you in the times when maybe we have not done what we knew that you'd given us opportunity for. Lord, convict our hearts with a desire to be closer to you, to give our lives more fully to you, so that we can live out this command to know you more every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Have a great day.